Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Are you being gaslighted? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. For the past several days, we've been looking at an article that was written by two men who are the co-founders of the Truth and Transparency Foundation, which operates MormonLeaks.io and FaithLeaks.org. They are Ryan McKnight and Ethan Dodge. The article they wrote was "The Gaslighting Within Mormonism Must Stop," and it was found in the Salt Lake Tribune. It was in the opinion section. But they were talking about a meeting that was held back on November 19th where the Mormon Church had two of its Mormon apostles, Dallin Oaks and Russell Ballard, and they had what they call a face-to-face with some members. And when asked what advice the two men had for members of the church with friends who are struggling with their faith due to doubt and questions of church history, they cite Mr. Ballard as giving an answer, and they felt, the authors felt, that the answer was in fact a type of manipulation or gaslighting. And I should say that one of the definitions of gaslight is to cause a person to doubt his or her sanity through the use of psychological manipulation. Gaslight was a movie that was made in the 1940s starring Charles Boyer and Ingrid Bergman. And in that film, Charles Boyer, the husband, was trying to make his wife, Ingrid Bergman, think she was going crazy. Well, they feel, the authors, feel that gaslighting is what the Mormon Church does to its membership, and they are insisting that it needs to stop. After discussing what was in the article, I felt it would be a good thing to look at some of what this one individual refers to as the warning signs of gaslighting in relationships. This was found on the Psychology Today website. It's an article written by Dr. Stephanie A. Sarkis, and she gives 11 warning signs about this, and it was interesting. In going through these 11 warning signs, I wouldn't say that all 11 of these warning signs would pertain specifically to what the Mormon Church does to its membership, but certainly we have seen some of these warning signs when we are talking to members of the LDS Church. The first one that she lists is they tell blatant lies. People who gaslight typically tell blatant lies. I wouldn't necessarily attribute this to lay members in the Mormon Church, but I would say that this has happened by Mormon leaders in the church, where she says, yet they tell you this lie with a straight face. And Mormon leaders do tend to tell a side of Mormon history with a straight face that you would think they would know does not conform to reality. In fact, just the example given in this article about the many versions of the first vision, M. Russell Ballard makes it sound like there's no problem with that, that there's many versions. That we've talked about this in the past, but yet the example that he gives was from an article in a magazine that's not even in print anymore, the Improvement Era, and it goes back to the 1970s. We're talking about 50 years ago. So to use that as an example, I don't think would not be the best.
I think you could also have this happening with local leaders because, I mean, I have examples. For instance, this past week, I was talking to a Latter-day Saint who was talking to his bishop and had a question about the doctrine that banned those with African heritage from holding the priesthood. He wanted to know more information about that because he had heard about it. And the bishop, who was an older man, said he didn't know anything about it. Now, I find that hard to believe that somebody who's been in the church for, you know, decades, doesn't know about the 1978 revelation that was supposedly made and allowing those with African heritage to hold the priesthood.
Another point that she raises in this article is that a person who gaslights denies that they ever said something, even though you have proof. Now, in this example, I would say, what do you do when you have Mormons insist that their leadership is not infallible, but yet you can find statements made by the leadership that gives you the impression that they are infallible when they teach on particular doctrines? I'm not saying You know, do they think the Cubs are going to win the World Series? I'm not even talking about something like that. But when they get up behind the pulpit in General Conference, they do give the impression that what they are saying is coming directly from God. But at the same time, they will insist, well, we're not infallible. Well, that would be an example of gaslighting. They certainly would be doing that. This author also says that those who gaslight use what is near and dear to you as ammunition. Wow. How many times have we heard Mormons who are doubting being threatened by other members in the church? Well, what about your family? You're going to break the chain and you won't be there in eternity and your family wants you there. And so you need to get in line and you need to believe this and you need to practice this. Otherwise, you're going to be letting down your family. So yes, I would say in that case, the Mormon church certainly does use that tactic of gaslighting.
And the example that you're using there, as far as families go, they'll let you know that as well. If you were thinking about leaving and you tell your family, they will want to know why you want to break the family chain. And so they'll say, what are you going to do to us as the parents? What are you going to do to your kids? Look at how confusing the whole thing will be. It would be easier for you just to stay inside the church, is what they would tell you.
Well, in this article, Dr. Stephanie Sarkis also mentions that a gaslighter will wear you down over time. And she says this is one of the insidious things about gaslighting. It is done gradually over time. A lie here, a lie there, a snide comment every so often. Isn't that kind of how Mormonism operates? They give you so much when you join the church, and then you slowly are getting immersed in a lot of this information that, had you known that at the beginning, you probably would have never gotten involved with them. But now, because you've met so many friends and you've become close to a lot of these people that you love and like, now it's much more difficult to recognize the error from truth, and now you're totally immersed in it. Also, she mentions how that those who gaslight throw in positive reinforcement to confuse you. Now, when I read this, the first thing that came to my mind was Jeffrey R. Holland's conference message, where he talked about you get credit for trying.
He said that in April of 2016.
April of 2016, not that long ago. And what he was doing was trying to encourage people who knew that they were not living up to the standard that they had been taught in Mormonism, and they knew they couldn't do it, and were doubting whether or not it was even worth to pursue this course. And here's what happens. Jeffrey Holland gets up and goes, hey, don't worry, you get credit for trying, even though he doesn't explain what the credit is or what kind of trying you have to be involved in.
And even though it contradicts earlier things that he had said. So, I mean, which Jeffrey Holland are we supposed to believe?
She also mentions that a gaslighter knows that confusion weakens people.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, she writes, gaslighters know that people like having a sense of stability and normalcy. Their goal is to uproot this and make you constantly question everything. Well, it's not just everything. It's mainly anything that may cause you doubt. And there you have Dieter F. Uchtdorf in General Conference. I mentioned it earlier this week. Don't doubt your faith. Doubt your doubts. Redirect where those doubts should go, and ignore, really, in our opinion, is what's causing those doubts in the first place, and that is the faith that they are supposed to believe.
You and I have both talked to people who have listened to what we had to say and have told us something to the effect of, what you're saying sounds true, but I can't receive it as truth. And they don't want to talk anymore. And those are the people who usually just want to walk away from a conversation we're having on the street because it's just too much information and it's contrary to their presuppositions and the way that they live in the Mormon church. It's better not to know that. And isn't that why I think the LDS church warns its people not to associate with quote-unquote anti-Mormons or to even look on the internet for any information that would go against the church?
And I do know of examples of Mormons who, as you say, once they get to a certain point, they don't want to hear anymore. This is starting to undermine the foundation of their faith, and they like the stability that they think the Mormon church has given them, even right, though it may be built on a lie. I've had even cases where some Mormons don't care that it's built on a lie. It gives them stability, and so they're willing to remain in that situation. Then she says, They try to align people against you. Gaslighters are masters at manipulating and finding the people they know will stand by them no matter what, and they use these people against you. How many times have we seen examples of that? And that can be within a family unit, especially where you have brothers and sisters going against each other. And of course, you love these people, you're endeared to these people, and to have people that you love telling you that you're wrong, that's very difficult sometimes. And it causes a lot of strain within a family relationship. She also brings out in her article, she says, they tell you everyone else is a liar. Now, in the context of Mormonism, I think this would fit. Now, she says in her piece, Dr. Sarkis says, by telling you that everyone else, your family, the media, is a liar, it again makes you question your reality. If everyone else is a liar, who is the only source to give you the truth? And I found this point to be especially fascinating because in the article that we were citing earlier this week, one of the things that M. Russell Ballard said to this group that were asking about those who doubt about the history is this. He said, just trust us. Just trust us. Whenever you are in the world and you share this message with anyone else that raises the question about the church not being transparent. So in other words, forget the facts, just trust us. And unfortunately, many Latter-day Saints do just that. And when finally that doesn't work any longer, what happens? They end up leaving the church, but they also end up leaving any faith whatsoever. They don't even have room to listen to the message of the Christian faith any longer because they've always been told that what they were believing was the Christian faith.
Let me tag on to this last point. They tell you everyone else is a liar. They question the motives of those who might be telling you the information. That is poisoning the well, something that is a logical fallacy by saying, for instance, as I was just told this week by a Mormon who's talking to his bishop and was told, where did you get the information that you're giving me? And he says, I got it on an internet site. And he said, well, don't you know that they are profiting off of you and they're doing it for the money? And so that is the excuse used to disregard any of the information that this man was trying to bring to his bishop of why he was having problems with Mormonism, and the bishop just wanted to take his hand and wave it all away.
I think it probably would have been better for the bishop to have counseled that individual by saying, well, you know that that website has a bias. That's probably a better way of answering that, because I would agree, yes, they do have a bias. Everyone has bias. You have to understand that people are coming from a certain perspective. So I get that. But still, the bottom line is, what are the facts telling you? And if you love truth, allow the facts to lead you wherever they may lead you. And quite possibly, it's going to lead you out of the Mormon church. But don't stop there. Examine the claims of the Christian faith and see what it has to tell you.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.